Hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome to our message this evening. If you have opened this message as a podcast, we would like for you to understand that this is a live teleconference meeting. That means there'll be people calling in from around the country. So we're going to give them an opportunity to get here and begin in about 3 to 5 minutes. And any time, you podcasters, any time you'd like to join Freedom's Way on our teleconference meetings, they're held every Monday and Friday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You would dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code, which is 373-363-pound. You can also go online to freedomswayministries.com for more information about us and ways to support our ministry. So again, welcome. And if you would like to say hello, now is a good time to do that. I know we've had a couple of callers already. Hello and welcome. Good day. If you'd like to let me know you're here and who's here, I'd appreciate that. If you don't, that's okay too. We know you're out there.
Hey, Miss Vicki.
Hi, Mitch. Welcome.
Thank you. It sounds like just poking this head. I'm not sure if away from course.
Well, we're glad to have you. Thank you for being here. Hard working man. Anybody else want to say hello?
Cindy Ashley.
Hi, Cindy. Welcome.
Thank you.
What state are you in?
Montana.
Okay. Glad to have you here.
Well, glad to be here. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, that's Annette.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, Cindy. Hallelujah. Okay. I just figured out who you are. Welcome, Annette. You're sounding better.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Got more delivered tonight.
Yes, we do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord forever. We got a couple more minutes before we have to start, so whoever.
Hi, Vicki. Pastor Vicki, Pastor Bill.
That's,
hello.
Hi,
that's Rose.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Thanks for dialing in tonight.
You'll be glad.
Great to be here.
We have Jesse here tonight, too.
Hello, hello.
Yeah. Live and in person.
Woohoo.
In the studio.
In the studio. I used to actually have a little studio with the, you know, the headphones and the microphones and everything. Okay, anybody else want to say hello before we get started tonight?
Yeah. Hello, this is Helen. Good to be here.
Hi, Helen. Welcome.
Hi, Gretchen.
Thanks for being here.
Hi, Claudia is here too.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Sure. Thank you.
Well, we're in for great blessings tonight. Anybody else before I mute your telephones? For anybody that is new on the line, what that means is I will mute your phone. You'll still be able to hear us, but we will not be able to hear you. So if you're making any noise in the background, it will still have a clear line for everyone to hear. So I am going to mute your phones and we'll get started.
Hallelujah and welcome. We are Freedom's Way Ministries. My name is Phil Burdett. I'm here with my wife, Vicki. And our mission is to help you come into your full true identity in Christ, to be all that God designed you to be and walk in the blessings and power therein. So anything we can do to help you in that area, we are willing, we are able, and we are available to you. Tonight we have a powerful message going, and so I just think you'll be blessed, and you're going to love this, and you're going to be freer than you have been. Hallelujah. So I'm going to pray us in and get us started. God bless you as you hear. Father, we just thank you for your word, your anointing, your power to heal and deliver. We receive it. We receive the anointing. And we loose the anointing of God as it is in this message to free the captives and to free God's people into a new level of sonship. So we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for your word. We honor you in it. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against any interference, retaliation, anything designed to come against this word and steal the power that it has to free God's people. And you are bound, Satan. Get your hands off. We say, get behind us, Satan. You have nothing in us. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for your word. And we ask you to seal it in our hearts in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, honey. And tonight we are starting. Actually, we started last week with a message on door points, which are ways that we inadvertently or intentionally open a door for demonic activity to afflict us and affect us. Tonight, we are going to continue this deliverance season at Freedom's Way and address a few of the evil spirits that many of us have entertained over the years. And tonight, we're starting with something that's very familiar to most of us, and that is accusation. Like rejection, we all have opportunities frequently to accuse others, to hold them in judgment and criticism. And we also have opportunities to be accused, sometimes on a daily basis. Accusation, I say, is the home of the shovel Christians. And for those of you who have not heard that term, a shovel Christian is someone who hears a word, a good word from the Lord, a word preached, and immediately they shovel it off onto someone else. In other words, oh boy, I wish my sister or my husband or my friend or my mother or father or boss, whoever, I wish they were here to hear this. They really need this. But instead of applying the wisdom of God's word into our own life, we tend immediately to think of other people who need to do just that. but we don't look at ourselves. And also, your shovel could be one of blame shifting. Well, if he hadn't done that, then I wouldn't have done this. It's his fault. It's her fault.
Commonly heard as, you make me feel like.
Yeah.
You make me.
That's right. Accusation disguises itself as judgment colored with self-righteousness. When you find yourself being negative, critical, or judgmental, you need to stop and examine where those thoughts are coming from. The definition of accusation from Encyclopedia Encarta is accuse, call to account, find fault, blame, formal charges. In the Strong's, the Greek words for accusation mean complaint, criminal charge, condemnation, damnation, and judgment. Jesus was accused, and the accusation written in Matthew 27:37 said, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." The word there is slightly different. It is the Greek word ahistia, and it means cause, reason, or crime. This earlier.
I don't know it either. I don't see.
Ahistia. Ahistia. Sometimes, even though we're God's people and we know He loves us, or at least if you have experienced the ministry of the Father's love, you know He does. And we can help you with that. If you have not, make sure you make it a point to receive that, because God would love to give His love to you in a special way. We may feel that we have a sign over our head sometimes, too, and it sometimes feel something like failure, stupid, sick one, abandoned, unwanted, rejected, and so on. The world and circumstances that are many times set up by the enemy to accuse us put labels on us to the degree that we begin to accuse ourselves. Some of you know exactly what we mean. Tonight, we're going to strip away some of those labels. It's all a part of coming into your true identity. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. When you have a feeling of victimization, for example, then your defense can become an offense. And quite often, you'll become an oppressor to everyone around you. If that's you, if you're hearing a spirit of accusation, then no matter where the words are coming from, whether it's in your own thoughts, whether it's spoken by someone around you, remember this, there is only one accuser. Only one. All accusation comes from the same source. Satan. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. That's you and me, in case you didn't know. You know, while and he's also the accuser. While he's busy accusing us to God, he's also busy accusing God to us. You see, if God really loved you, he wouldn't blah, blah, whatever. This wouldn't be happening. So there is only one accuser. Revelation 12:10 names him as such, and it declares the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. We're going to look at the whole verse. This is Revelation 12:10 for any of you who are taking notes. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Hallelujah.
Accusation leads to strife, and Satan loves that. But that is not a word for some future time, church. Lucifer was cast out of heaven before God created man.
Amen.
Some Christians teach that Satan was put here to test and torment mankind. But we believe the opposite. Man was put here to torment the devil, not the other way around. That's a revelation. Man was put here to torment the devil, not the other way around.
He was already here.
That's right. And then Christ at last defeated Satan and put him to an open shame. The word says now is come salvation. Are you saved today?
Yep.
Then you have the rest of the verse today. Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ.
Hallelujah.
Don't fall for the lies of the accuser. He will lie to you as often as you will receive his lies. When you allow yourself to be influenced by a spirit of accusation on either end, as the one accused or the one doing the accusing, you open the door to rebellion as well. You then refuse to accept another person's authority. Well, know this. You have to be under authority on earth in order to be under God's authority.
Wow.
Because our God is a God of order. Jesus came to earth with the authority of God, yet he submitted to the earthly order of government. And by so doing, he could hear the higher authority of his Father.
Hallelujah. That is a very, very important point. Accusing spirits will cause separation from God, from his love, his person, and his word. They cause separation, we from ourselves, the people that God intended us to be. He created us to be. You know, God didn't say, oh, look, there is my beloved daughter, Vicky, in whom I put an accusing spirit, and I am well pleased. He did not say that. And you could put your name in there. You know, Phil could say, God didn't say, there is my beloved son, Phil, in whom I put an accusing spirit, and I am well pleased. He didn't say that. And accusing spirits separate us from others. From our family, our friends, and from the body of Christ. Accusation is one spirit that can divide a family quicker than anything. And sometimes that division can be so deep and so strong, it could be years. Without the Lord, it could be maybe never that reconciliation could be achieved. And that kind of separation can cause some nasty diseases. I will give you an example. Pleasant Valley Church in Thomaston, Georgia, and the Be In Health program have done a ton of research on breast cancer from a spiritual viewpoint. And what they found is that in most cases that were studied, breast cancer in women is a direct result of separation from another close female family member, like a mother or daughter or sister, a first cousin that was like a sister, a grandmother who was like a mother.
Remember, God adds and multiplies. Satan subtracts, and divides. And as members of the body of Christ, we need to guard against accusation and work as God intended us to, as ministers of reconciliation, reconciling man to God and members of the body of Christ to each other. So how do we identify the spirit of accusation? Well, it will work in your mind, replaying and rehashing words and situations. Oh, my Lord.
Convicted, or
yeah, something just hit. Whoa. And sometimes at 3 o'clock in the morning. Hallelujah. No help is Jesus. It can come against you often and make you a victim. Most of the time, unjustly. An accusation will come forth from you against others. If you had that for years, or maybe in your generations, you might not know you have it, but others will. Oh. Whew. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Here are some fruits of accusation to help you recognize it.
Let me do it.
You may do it.
Okay. He's over there repenting. Holding a record of wrongs goes along with accusation. You know, that is that spirit of resentment that opens the door to accusation. Holding a record of wrongs, that's like, oh my gosh, I remember you just did the same thing you did 4 years ago. You know, you don't let go of what happened before. Murder with the tongue, that is gossip or slander or innuendo. It's also a perverse spirit. That word perverseness in Proverbs, I think it's Proverbs 15, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. That verse, that word perverseness, means to subvert and overthrow. So when you're implying something about someone to someone else, that would cause them to think ill of that person, you're subverting to overthrow their relationship in some way. Murder with the tongue, gossip, slander, all of that. Another fruit of accusation is mind control and mind control games. It's scrambling your thoughts, bringing chaotic thinking and jumbled thought patterns. A lot of times you don't know that accusation is working in your mind, in the back of your mind, and you go in the kitchen and forgot what you're there for or whatever. It's just, it works in your mind to jumble your thought patterns. Another thing accusation does is creates misunderstandings and miscommunication. Many of you have heard this little testimony from me. I was at a family reunion years and years ago, and I was just making some small talk with a cousin, and I asked her how things were going. She said, well, it's good, but you know, my husband's in a nursing home. I said, I didn't know that. What's wrong with him? So she started telling me all the things that were wrong with this man, and every single one was classically spiritually rooted. So I gave her the name of A More Excellent Way, the book. I said, go online, get this book, and if you can, take your husband to this week-long program, and you know, he may not need to be in that nursing home. And I really thought that I was doing her a favor, and it was good information. But 6 months later, I got a call from another family member who said, why did you tell so-and-so that it's her fault that her husband's in a nursing home. I said, what? Because I never said that. But she had a spirit of accusation. She was already accusing herself and feeling guilty because she couldn't take care of him at home. And that spirit of accusation filtered what I had said to her. And it caused her to hear, when I said he may not need to be there, what she heard was, you put him there. She heard me pointing a finger at her. And that's what I mean by accusation having misunderstanding and miscommunication. Another fruit of accusation is projected fear. Another is, and this one is huge, almost every spirit of accusation is going to manifest in this way. Accusing another in your own sin. You're doing something wrong, and you're pointing the finger at someone else that they're doing exactly the same thing you're doing. Accusing another in your own sin. There's burden bearing, you know, when you're picking up a burden does not belong to you, belongs to the Lord. And there's accusation in that. And then another manifestation is becoming codependent in another person's sin by being his or her Holy Spirit and always pointing out to them what's wrong.
A spirit of accusation doesn't always lie. There can be truth in accusation, but it still comes out of an evil spirit. Back in Genesis, Satan accused God of lying to Eve and of holding something back from her. Then accusation came from the two of them. You can read the progression in Genesis 3, verses 12 and 13. Adam said, it was the woman you gave me. In one breath, he accused both Eve and God. Then,
you gave me.
That's a common statement today. Praise God. Then Eve accused the serpent. It doesn't say so, but they probably accused each other. And it's been that way in marriages ever since. Not ours, of course, and I'm sure none of yours. Strife spilled over from Adam and Eve to their children in the form of generational curses and eventually caused Cain to slay his brother. What Adam said was true. Eve did hand him the fruit, and God had given Adam the woman. But Adam spoke from an accusing spirit. He should have said, I disobeyed you, God, and did the wrong thing. Now, you can make an idol out of the truth, and Satan can use the truth as a weapon through a spirit of accusation.
And often does.
Even God's word in the mouth of a Christian can be an accusation. Here again, it's disguised as judgment and clothed in self-righteousness.
I'm right, he was wrong.
Sounds familiar. Satan will use what you think you know to accuse you. So you need to treat everyone with love. Don't turn discernment into accusation. You will be learning a lot of discernment with these teachings, but when you use it accusingly, you're being an oracle of Satan because accusation divides. But love covers. Now, this doesn't mean it hides something. The analogy to describe its meaning is filling up a hole. It is covered. Love fills up the space. and love reflects God's heart. So don't be a truth gong.
Don't be a truth gong. Amen. We have one enemy, and he's enough. You don't need to make enemies. Our first mission field is the church. We have the opportunity in our local church to be love. Unfortunately, there's a lot of hurt and a lot of accusation in churches. Please don't let us hear that you have joined the branch of the Christian army that shoots its wounded. There's a lot of that going around. When you come into agreement with accusation, the curse comes with it. In Galatians 6, 1 and 2. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear you one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now this verse says, restore in a spirit of meekness. It does not say condemn in a spirit of accusation. And in order to fulfill the law of Christ, which is to love one another, we're to help each other through. It doesn't say we're to hide our problems. It doesn't say we're to talk about someone else's problems. Amen.
So this is how accusation works. It wants you to store all your emotional hurts along with their word of accusing. When you do, they go into your long-term memory bank, ready to be brought forth by self-pity and accusation into short-term memory so that they can be used against you, to make you sick, to destroy a relationship, make you lose a good job, whatever. If you fill your long-term memory with those evil memories of sin, there is always fuel for accusation. Accusation will steal your faith in God because you become a god. When you accuse someone, you sit on God's throne, judging the person rather than the evil spirit. We are to do justice and judgment. Yes, that's part of our commission, but justice and judgment must be accomplished in love. Condemnation, shame, and guilt are counterfeits of the Holy Spirit, and if you listen to them, you cannot hear God. Condemnation, shame, and guilt are counterfeits of the Holy Spirit, and if you listen to them, you cannot hear God. You're filling up God's space with accusations. The good news is that we are not a defeated people, hallelujah. We are victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of His Spirit within us. So it is time to declare war on accusation. When Satan comes up with something from your past that you have repented of, put him on notice and remind him of his future.
Amen, because he doesn't have one.
It's not good.
Not good. Romans 8:1 says this. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, if you have an NIV, the second part of that verse is missing. I'm going to read it again. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Declare to Satan, I am not guilty.
Yeah.
Amen. Everybody just say that. I am not guilty.
Not guilty.
I'm justified.
Justified.
Sanctified.
Sanctified.
And cleansed by the blood of Jesus.
Cleansed.
Amen. Now, if you want to go over to 1 John 1:7, it also says this. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So when does his blood cleanse us? When we walk in the light. I will read it again. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Bringing our transgressions into the light through repentance, taking personal accountability without blame shifting, that puts us in the light. Amen.
Amen.
What happened in your past is not you. Let it go. Keep no record of wrong.
Not against yourself.
Amen. James 4:11 says, speak not evil one of another, brethren. What happens when you do? Romans 2:1-2 says, therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whosoever you are that judges. For wherein you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you that judges does the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. So it's God's judgment we are to use, his righteousness and not our own. Jesus' nature was that of a lion, but his ministry was that of a lamb.
That's good.
When Jesus is fully manifest in us, his lion nature rises up to judge sin, the evil spirit, while his lamb ministry loves the person that allowed the evil spirit to, which allowed the evil spirit to operate. I remember, not to get off the subject, but on a deliverance session we had one time that where one person was actually doing the deliverance and the other person was loving on the person. So it really works that way. It's through love. Hallelujah. Love the person, hate the sin. Remember this. The things that irritate you and others are often things that you are carrying yourself. So check your own heart. It could even be a problem in your spirit and not there. Possibly. The accusing spirit has caused great hardship for all who are under its control. But when we recognize it and repent for allowing accusing spirits to be a part of our life, then renounce them, cast them out, and stand in God's truth, we receive our victory. Well, so let's do some house cleaning, shall we?
Yeah. We're already cleaning the house over here. Praise the Lord. You know, a lot of times the evil spirit will leave as soon as you receive the truth to keep from getting sent to the pit. So if you guys...
The Spirit of God is, there is liberty.
There is liberty. So if you all want to be free from accusing spirits tonight and those spirits that are tied to them and chase along with them and work together and so on and so forth, then I ask that you pray this prayer out loud with me. And if you do not want that, or if you are not going to finish the prayer, or if you're not going to take responsibility to keep your house full afterward, don't pray it.
Well, because it says that when the house is clean, that more evil spirits come in if you're not praying in sincerity and you haven't filled it up with the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. So it's not difficult to fill your house. I'll get you started on that after the prayer. So let's pray together. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I choose to forgive my ancestors and any other persons who may have opened the door for spirits of accusation to attach themselves to me or to take up residence in me. I forgive those people. I release them from responsibility for any curses of accusation or accusing spirits that have attached themselves to me. I take responsibility for those curses, and I give them to the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is my curse bearer. And right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break all agreement with accusation in every form. Self-accusation, false accusation, accusation by others, real or imagined, accusation by God, self-condemnation, and guilt. I do not want these any longer. I ask you to forgive me, Father. I break agreement with bitterness and every spirit that holds it in place. Unforgiveness, resentment, retaliation, anger, hatred, violence, murder, and self-murder. Self-unforgiveness and self-resentment. Self-retaliation and self-anger. Self-hatred. Self-violence. I break agreement with murder with the tongue. Murder in the mind. And murder in the heart. Forgive me, Lord, for participating with these things. I break agreement with suspicion, criticism, competition, isolation, self-pity, and self-torment. I break all agreement with envy and jealousy, self-exaltation, self-righteousness, deception, perfectionism, and shame. I break all agreement with racism and bigotry, victimization, regret. I break agreement with second guessing, doubt and unbelief, any programming of accusation, and any false personality of accusation. Lord, I don't want these things in my life. Forgive me for participating with them. I break all agreement with lying spirits, fear, the scapegoat, misunderstanding, division, insecurity, miscommunication, gossip, slander, and innuendo. I break agreement with mistrust and distrust.
Mistrust and distrust.
Confusion, perversion. I break agreement with all rebellion, manipulation and control, spirits of offense, spirits of judgment. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for entertaining any of these things. And I ask that these curses be broken. I declare that the blood of Jesus is all powerful. It is effective to free me from this tonight. Hallelujah. Okay, my turn. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I take the sword of the Spirit of God and I sever generational cords of iniquity and every evil soul tie that has held any of this in place in your life, every soul tie with a past relationship, with an abusive person, every soul tie. Lord, I stand in the gap for these people and I forgive those who have perpetrated these evils on your people. I forgive them. I release them into your hand and I cut off those soul ties now in the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I send back in the Spirit every ungodly thing that attached itself to any of you through generational cords of iniquity or evil soul ties. I send that back now in the name of Jesus, and I take back for you every godly thing you were meant to have. In Jesus' name, I cast out accusation, every spirit of accusation, self-accusation, guilt, shame, condemnation. Get up, get out, and go. I cast out all self-accusation, now all false accusation. Oh, all those unjust things that you were accused of throughout your life. I remove those offenses. I cast out any accusation by others, real or imagined, perceived accusations are just as painful. I cast that out in the name of Jesus. Accusation by God. Many of you think you were accused by God, that you're being accused by God now. It's a lie. I speak to that lying devil. I shut your mouth in Jesus' name. And I cast you out. Come up and out from every cell in their bodies right now. I cast out bitterness and I tear down that stronghold. I cast out every spirit that would hold it in place, unforgiveness and self-unforgiveness, resentment, self-resentment, retaliation, self-retaliation, all anger, self-anger, all hatred and self-hatred. Get up, get out, and go from God's people. You don't belong here. I cast out violence and self-violence, every spirit of abuse, physical, mental, emotional, sexual, verbal, all abuse, go now in Jesus' name. I cast out spirits of murder, self-murder and suicide. I cast you out. I cast out murder in the heart, murder with the tongue, gossip, slander, innuendo. I cast out murder in the mind. Loose God's people. They have broken agreement with you and you cannot stay. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I send every spirit I have named, I send you to the pit that burning coals fall on you, and you cannot rise again. In Jesus' name and by his blood, I speak to spirits of suspicion, criticism, competition, isolation, self-pity, and self-torment. And I cast you out. Get out now in Jesus' name. Every spirit of torment, self-torment, night torment, and every fear associated with it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I send you to the pit. I cast out envy, jealousy, all self-exaltation and self-righteousness. You don't have a place in God's people. I cast you out. I cast out deception, perfectionism, shame, racism, bigotry. Get up, get out, and go. I cast out victimization, regret, second guessing, doubt, and unbelief. And I break the programming of accusation in the name of Jesus. All patterns of accusation, all programming of accusation that has set you up to be accused, to accuse others, to have a perpetuating cycle of accusation in your family. I break that now in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, I ask for a reprogramming of your people, a redirection, new patterns in their lives, in their thinking. And I send every spirit I have named into the consuming fire of the living God. Our God is a consuming fire. I speak now to all lion spirits. I stand in the gap for God's people tonight. And I remit the sin of receiving your lies, believing them, and living them. Jesus said, whosoever sins I remit, they are remitted. I send them out now in Jesus' name, and I cast out every lying devil. Father, I ask for your truth to settle in the hearts and minds of your people tonight. I cast out fear and every lie of fear in Jesus' name. I cast out the scapegoat. Every spirit of misunderstanding, miscommunication, division, all insecurity, all perversion, loose them and let them go. Hallelujah. I cast out mistrust, distrust, confusion. Go, go, go. I speak to rebellion, manipulation, and control. Come up and out from every cell in their bodies right now. Loose them and let them go. I cast out offense, judgment. I cast out every spirit attached to a bitter root judgment. And I dig up and pull out every bitter root judgment that you have made against yourself and others. I cancel that assignment of that bitter root judgment. Father God, if there is any other thing in any of your people who are in the sound of my voice, I ask that by your Holy Spirit, you bring it to their minds, that they can forgive the people involved, including themselves, and cast out every spirit or spirit guide that would have come in that situation. Show your people, Lord, that each one of us can cleanse ourselves of all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for sending your angels of burning judgment, destruction against everything we have named, and herding them all into the pit where burning coals fall on them and they cannot rise again in the name of Jesus and by the power of his blood and the Holy Spirit, the resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead. Tear down those altars that were built to accusation and self-accusation, condemnation and guilt. I strip the labels off. That label of loser, failure, dumb. That label of sick, unwanted, rejected, abandoned. I take those labels off in the name of Jesus Christ. And I burn them in the consuming fire of God right now. I go into the Spirit. Hallelujah. And I burn the documents, the legal documents that would have brought these accusations against your people. And Father, I ask you for a total erasure, a total wiping of the slate, that there be no marks, no scars, no wounds that will identify any of these people in the spirit realm for that accusation to target in the future. In the name of Jesus Christ, cloak us all, Lord God, with that humility. Cloak us with that cloak of invisibility in the spirit, the humbleness that is of great power, the peace that is of great authority. Fill us up with your love, your perfect love that casts out all fear. Fill us, fill us, fill us, Father God, with every fruit of your Holy Spirit in those places where these evil things have gone. Fill those voids, fill those places with your love and joy and peace and patience. Fill us with faith, Lord, goodness, meekness, gentleness, and self-control. Flow through us, Lord, filling us with your living water of purity and power. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Fill us up, Lord. Fill us up. Keep us full. Give us a new hunger, Lord. A deeper hunger. A greater thirst for your word and your truth. For your love. One of those things that says not it is enough. The fire. The love of God that says not it is enough. We can never get enough, Lord. Fill us up. Fill us up. Fill us fresh. Fill us fresh today, tomorrow, every day. In the name of Jesus, I declare you free from accusation. Praise God. Praise God. I have preached myself happy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord forever. I would suggest that you all stay in an attitude of gratitude and in this anointing that the Lord has laid down, this cloud of His glory. Worship the Lord your God. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose you this day life and blessings. Hallelujah. Pastor Phil, would you bless God's people?
Hallelujah. So we just thank you for your word. Thank you for your anointing. Touch and heal your people, Lord. Touch and heal. And we loose shalom, the peace of God that passes all understanding. And we just ask you, Lord, to seal this word in our hearts. Keep it fresh with us and keep filling us with your goodness, your purity, your virtue, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you for the anointing that breaks every yoke. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for your word tonight, and we ask you encamp your angels around your people and seal this word in our hearts that we can refer to it, think about it, meditate on it, and grow in it to be more like you, empowered by you, and with the authority of heaven here on this earth.
Amen. Somebody out there is getting a pain in your head. I just speak to that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have any right. I curse you, you spirit of pain. Get up, get out, and go now in Jesus' name. Get out.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And as Aaron blessed the children of Israel in Numbers, the 6th chapter, we will bless you tonight with the Aaronic benediction in Hebrew and English. God bless you as you receive. Hallelujah. Yivarachach Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Yisa Adonai panav eilecha yifunecha. Yisa Adonai panav eilecha. V'yasem lecha shalom. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face unto you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance unto you and give you shalom, give you peace. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, who is the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for all that you are and all that you do. We honor and worship you this evening. We bow our knee to you, Lord Jesus, and we just thank you for all that you are in our lives. We honor you and give you glory from the bottom of our hearts with all our minds, our strength, with everything we have, Lord. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We will be back here in the morning at 7:15 for the King's Table. This deliverance message And prayer will be repeated Friday night at 8:30. Bring your friends. God bless you all. Have a great night.
Amen. We love you.
Yes, we do. Good night.
Amen, amen. God bless. Love you too.
Thank you, Mitch.
Powerful. I needed that. Thank you.
Good night. God bless.
Good night.
Night.
Thank you.